93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. Latte, Jeremy Werner, it's the Tay and Jay Show. Don't forget Cardinals Nationals live from Washington tonight. Loud and clear right here, 5:10 your pregame, 6:05 first pitch on the home of St. Louis Cardinals baseball, 93.5, 95.3, the new Connect FM. This hour of the Tay and Jay Show brought to you by Kramer Siding and Window. You can visit them at kramersiding.com. We just heard from Luke Fickell, a kid that's 38 years old and has now had the keys of the Ohio State football program handed to him, Jeremy. And that seems, at 38, like a tall task. And we're going to bring
Which of Pryor's cars is that?
Oh, that's not even fair. We're going to bring on Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com, Big Ten blogger. And Adam, I'll say one thing. Luke Fickell sounds passionate.
Absolutely. I mean, he is a very passionate guy about Ohio State. That's probably the most important quality he has and can offer at this point is to the players, an energetic guy who's excited to be in this spot, who's excited about the season, and maybe more importantly to the fans, someone who they can get excited about as a guy, in a position that he didn't think he'd be in, but a guy who's excited about trying to get Ohio State to continue the success that they've had despite all the controversy.
Adam, do you think he won that press conference? What's kind of been the reaction from Columbus and the Big Ten media from everything that's happened with that press conference?
I think overall, I think he did a nice job. People sense some of the nerves he had, which is totally understandable,
right.
Even though he had some time to prepare for it. There's a lot of talk about how different things are going to be, just the mood with Fickell there as opposed to Tressel, who was so calm and so measured and really was unflappable for the most part at most of these type of things. With Fickell, I think you're going to see a little bit more of his youth and his emotion, but that might not be a bad thing. And the big thing that he stressed, and I think it's kind of a cliche in coaching, but it's the right approach, is he has to be himself. He can't be Tressel. He can't be that button-down guy. He's going to be fiery. He's going to be energetic, and I think that's probably the best course for him going forward. He's going to make some mistakes, guys. I mean, we've seen this before. We saw it with Pat Fitzgerald at Northwestern in a very tough situation in 06 as a 31-year-old. But I think if he stays true to who he is, he'll have a chance to be successful there.
Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com, Big Ten blogger. Get on there and read his stuff. It's great stuff. Adam, I guess when you say the name Pat Fitzgerald and how well that's worked out at Northwestern, and I think of Brett Bielema, at Wisconsin, what is the best-case scenario now for Luke Fickell?
Well, he's still, the thing we have to all remember is he inherits a team that still has a lot of talent. These are all, for the most part, highly recruited players. Defensively, they've been elite year in and year out. And despite losing seven starters, there's a lot of optimism that they're going to be good again on that side of the ball. The big unknown is whether there will be any more repercussions from the scandal as far as additional suspensions and so forth. Offensively, it's going to be a struggle. I mean, you lose Terrell Pryor for the whole season. You're going with an inexperienced quarterback, at least someone who hasn't been on the in many games going forward. So that's going to be a challenge, and they have some other weak spots on offense, wide receiver. But again, this is still Ohio State, and they still have a lot of good players, and if they can keep it together in the locker room and remain focused on winning, it can be a good team.
Adam, I listened to his press conference, and the one thing I'm thinking is Ohio State needs this guy right now. A figurehead that's different from Tressel, that comes out, he bleeds the scarlet and gray, says some things that maybe we haven't heard from Gordon Gee and Gene Smith. Do you think he's the right guy, at least for right now, the crisis they're going through?
You talking about Fickell?
Yes.
They had some more experienced options on that staff and guys who had been head coaches before, Maycock. Doc Tressel, which I don't think would have worked as Jim Tressel's older brother, but at least, he's not the most experienced member of that staff by any means. And while I think Darrell Hazel, who's now the Kent State head coach, would have been in this role undoubtedly had he remained at Ohio State and not gone to Kent State, I think Fickell makes a lot of sense. He's a guy who a lot of people see as a rising star, as a guy who, really before all this happened, was someone who fans, were touting it as a future Ohio State coach, maybe not the next coach after Tressel, but down the line. So he is a guy that does have a lot of those those intangible qualities that you like in a tough situation. What he doesn't have is experience, and that's probably going to show up at times. But as far as having a different personality up there, that's certainly the case with Fickell.
Adam Rittenberg, ESPN. ESPN.com, Big Ten blogger, joining the Tay and Jay show. Adam, he came out and said, I didn't know anything of these violations that were underway at Ohio State under Jim Tressel. I want to believe him. I want to believe in people. And I don't think he'd say that if it weren't true, because that'd be starting your head coaching career out the wrong way. Do you believe him, though, when he says that?
I have to, because I haven't seen any evidence to the contrary. I mean, with all the stories and the layers of the story that have come out, you haven't seen any of Jim Tressel's assistants implicated in any of it. You know, the Ohio State Compliance Department, they've been implicated as far as what they knew or what they didn't know or what they weren't following up on. Jim Tressel obviously had a connection with the emails that he received last April, but you haven't heard anything about Luke Fickell. You haven't heard anything about, you know, the coordinators, Jim Bowman or Jim Haycock or any of the other assistants. So I think, head coach, knows a little bit more than the assistants, but sometimes you know the assistants know more than the head coach in the case of USC. I guess I would agree with you. I tend to believe him and hope that's the case for his sake, because, you know, regardless of how this turns out, guys, whether he does really well and somehow gets the permanent job or they decide to go a different direction after the season, I think Fickell has a promising future in coaching and certainly could end up back at Ohio State at his alma mater someday.
And Adam, I know you saw the Terrell Pryor press conference. I'm using the air quotes right now when it comes to that 97-second statement. Just your reaction to what he had to say.
It was a charade. I mean, I think, you know, Pryor, he probably did the right thing by apologizing. It would have been nice to have had him take some questions from the media, because there's so many things people want to ask him. Ultimately he's a talented guy, and in this business, talent wins out. But if you're looking for a way to boost your approval rating, which isn't very high, certainly not in Columbus and around much of the country, you're doing so at a press conference like that next to Drew Rosenhaus, who's saying how you'd be crazy if you didn't draft this guy in the first round. It's probably not the best way to go about it. But again, he's a talented guy, and if he can prove to the NFL GMs that he can compete as a quarterback in this league and answer some of the many character questions which are out there about him, then he'll find a spot. But it was kind of a circus out there today in Miami.
Has it ever worked out for somebody not to take any questions from the media? It just doesn't seem like the right thing to do, especially when you're Terrell Pryor and there's so many questions.
Oh. Well, you know, in Terrell Pryor's history, you know, guys, I always joke that he was one of the most talked about players in Big Ten history, but one of the least top two Big Ten players. Didn't do very many interviews at all throughout his Ohio State career. I only talked to him one-on-one once. Wow. You know, and I cover the league as intensely as anyone, and I've talked to other quarterbacks, way more than him. So he's not a guy that was ever truly comfortable with the media, said a lot of things he shouldn't have said. But you're right, in a situation like this where he has been such a lightning rod nationally, is one of the biggest stories in the country, to not take any questions is a little bit of a surprise. And really, aside from Rosenhaus's rant, you couldn't take too much away from that news conference.
Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com, Big Ten blogger. I never thought of that, but you did not hear from Terrell Pryor very often. Now, what happens to the other four? Do you have any sense, Adam? I know they're suspended the first five games. Do you see something more for those guys?
I think there's a potential. I mean, some of the allegations out there, especially regarding this new individual, Dennis Talbot, and memorabilia salesman or memorabilia dealer in Columbus. Some of the allegations surrounding him and Pryor also mentioned Devere Posey, wide receiver, who's one of those players suspended for the first five. And I know the NCAA is looking into that and has talked to Posey again. But until there's anything really. Anything coming down from the NCAA that's definite, right now you can only say that those guys are looking at a five-game suspension. But the fact is that their names have come up again in these new allegations, and there is a potential for an increased punishment for at least Posey.
Now, Adam, you write the blog, of course, for ESPN.com. What, if you could tell our listeners, how often do you update it? Is it just kind of every once in a while, or what's a good time to go on there and read your stuff?
Oh, no. Whatever the opposite of every once in a while is, that's what we've really been doing. And it's been our philosophy that a blog isn't going to be updated once or twice a day. We typically update, 8 to 15 times a day.
Wow.
even in the summer right now. We just brought on Brian Bennett, who's done a great job at covering the Big East, so he's helping me with the Big Ten blog. And I think we've had 12 posts up yesterday, and we're over 10 for today. So, and this is the middle of June. So
wow.
You're going to get a ton of content up there. especially during the season on game days. We'll have, you know, 20, 25 posts, all sorts of things with video. Our motto is feed the beast, and we try to give Big Ten fans as much as they can handle as far as coverage, and they love it because they really can't get enough.
Oh, I agree, Adam. I love reading this stuff, and you do a great job with it.
Hey, I appreciate it.
Adam, thank you very much for joining us as usual, and we'll talk to you soon.
Okay, guys, thanks.
Thank you. Adam Rittenberg, ESPN.com, Big Ten blogger. It's good stuff. I mean, you know, he keeps you updated, not just on the spicy stuff, you know, the Ohio State. He throws in some tidbits about the Big Ten, and it's a good place to go and get caught up.
Do you want to hear from Terrell Pryor?
Yeah, I want to hear this exciting statement.
All right, let's hear that next.
Sweet. A&J Show, 93.5, 95.3.
Connect FM.